question he asked, why am I using the Bible that I'm just saying that it has so many, you know, wrong in it? I don't have a choice. You don't have any evidence. The evidence that you have is the Bible. And I have to check it out. Because I remember in Medina, according to Islamic history, some Christian monks, Christian Arabs who live in Najran, they heard that in Medina there is a man who is claiming to be a recipient of divine revelation. These Christian Arabs, they came to Medina and they stayed in Masjid al-Nabawi for almost a week. And they asked Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Allah, about Jesus, about everything. So along the way, one of them said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. You Muhammad will never enter Jannah. You will never go to heaven unless you become a Jew or a Christian. Then Allah said, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. This is their vain, wishful thinking. Then Allah said, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Let them bring their evidence if they are speaking the truth. The evidence they have is the Bible. So I'm using your own book to whip you with. Even though I know there are so many mistakes, I'm using what you got to work it out with you. Not that I believe that this is right, but the only evidence you have is this Bible. So I'm using this same book and I'm making it, you know, right for you to show you that even though there is a mistake, but since you don't have any evidence, I've given you the Quran, you don't want it, okay, fine. I will use your own book and I will correct you with it. And that is what I've been doing all along. Not that I believe in it. Now...